Severe weather has residents of several states on alert tonight as people in North Carolina remain without power after flash flooding wiped out homes and dozens of roads. The Weather Channel's Kim Cunningham has more for us.
A deluge of rain caused major flooding and widespread power outages in North Carolina this weekend. As much as 8 to 10 inches of rain fell in western parts of the state in 12 hours. Officials declared a state of emergency and closed 50 to 60 roads in Catawba County. At least six will stay closed for 3 months. The heavy rain was also blamed for the death of a 10-year-old girl and disappearance of a 48-year-old man who were swept away while swimming in a creek 100 miles north of Charlotte.
We're just trying to bring closure and help those folks be able to find their loved ones.
Heavy rain and record winds of up to 89 miles per hour also hit New Mexico and flooded parts of southern Utah.
In the 12 years we've lived here, I've never seen this amount of water.
Some states are even setting record lows.
Well, just a week after that deadly heat wave, we now have temperatures much cooler than average. There's a ridge out west and a very deep dip in the jet stream in the east. What this is doing is it's allowing cold air from the north to spill out of Canada and into the U.S.
Stanley, Idaho hit a winter-like 34 degrees this morning. Sioux City, Iowa had its coolest July morning since 1995 with a low of 44. And here on South Dakota, dipped to 41 degrees, the coldest July reading since 1972. Hovering around the low 60s, it was warmer yesterday in Alaska than it was in Chicago, Illinois. Good news for the folks running the Big 10K in Chicago.
We were actually pretty worried that it was going to be like last week, you know, in the 90s, and that would have been way worse. So this is actually, for runners, perfect temperatures.
The strong cold front is now making its way east, which could mean more flooding ahead.
And, you know, we've seen flooding already in Philadelphia, over 5 inches of rain in just 3 hours, all because of this cold front and all the moisture coming northward. We're going to see thunderstorms tonight through tomorrow, even into New England, where we could see very heavy rain, a possibility of flash flooding. Once this exits, then we're going to start to focus our attention in the Pacific. We're watching Tropical Storm Flossie head towards the Hawaiian Islands. May make landfall Monday morning, local time. We'll have more on this on the Weather Channel. Back to you.
All right, Kim Cunningham for the Weather Channel tonight. Thank you.